Carolyn Dunbar, and I'm the lead of the women's team at Trades Hall.
Great. And now we're at RAW, which is Women's Rights at Work. Now, this is quite a different kind of RAW because it's quite focused on politics and strategy, isn't it?
Yeah, so the RAW conference is focused on the tenets of our Organise for Equality campaign. And so our Organise for Equality campaign covers a broad range of issues, but what we know about the campaign is that we need to have industrial strategies, political strategies and communication strategies to change systems and structures for women. And so we're heavily focused on those areas, as well as having a focus on what we can do as unionists to show solidarity with our comrades, our sisters of colour and our First Nations sisters. That's our focus of our conference.
But also, each of the people that have been speaking have been talking about effective campaigning.
They have been talking about effective campaigning. So us in the union movement and those that we work with are incredible campaigners, and that's something that we're really proud of. Unions win campaigns, union women win campaigns. And so we wanted to invite all of these amazing organisations and campaigners along to really highlight the work and share the work and share the knowledge of the work that we do so that we can learn from and build a collective body of knowledge and continue our amazing campaigning work within the union movement.
So what range of unions are here today?
We've got a broad range of unions. I think we have not all of our unions represented, but we have substantial delegations from, we've got ASU, we've got ANMF here, we have we've got MIA here, we've got ETU and many other unions here. So we're kind of well...
Financial Services Union.
Financial Services Union, it'd be AEU, IEU. So we've got a significant number of unions here today represented, and, you know, building our solidarity and our networks here as well.
I noticed that the ETU is here. No other blue-collar workers?
We do have some other blue-collar workers. We're also running into day two of our conference tomorrow and expecting a lot of our blue-collar unions tomorrow. But we want to thank the ATU for hosting us. So we're kindly having our conference here at the Electrical Trades Union, which is incredible. You know, we'd love to be here in this space and be supported by all of our unions.
What's the focus of Saturday?
Saturday is primarily focused on workshops and facilitated sessions. So today we've had a panel structure. Tomorrow we've got a huge range of different workshops, different facilitated sessions, different trainings, really covering everything from pay transparency to gendered violence at work to family and domestic violence leave. We're also going to have some fun with a rally sign workshop and a bee hotel workshop. So we recognise that, you know, this has been an empowering day today, but we've got to also take that power and have some fun and enjoy ourselves as activists. So we're really looking forward to all of our sessions tomorrow.
Ultimately, this is a jewel in the necklace of working towards an overall plan, isn't it?
Yeah, so we are working towards our Organise for Equality plan. Really, the tenets of our Organise for Equality plan is that we want to be safe, respected and equal, and that means a whole lot of different things. It means being safe at work and safe in community. Respect means getting pay equity and being respected and having our traditionally or historically women-dominated industries paid fairly for the work that they do and have their work recognised. It covers a whole range of different aspects, you know, we encourage everyone to get involved with the Organise for Equality campaign and to, outreach to us if you want to know more about the campaign, and we'll certainly be outreaching to all of our unions and our activists here today about how we can progress the issues that we discussed today through our Organise for Equality campaign.
Two of the most powerful things that were said today were finding voice and finding safety to stand up and fight.
Yeah, so it's been amazingly powerful to hear from so many women today talking about their experience of finding their voice and their experience of finding their voice in union. So it's just been an incredibly powerful day, and we've been so fortunate to have so many amazing women and comrades here to speak.
Thanks very much.